Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. If you have questions, prayer requests, or you want more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, your donations, folks, if you get anything out of today's podcast, please, please, please think about giving. Pray about it and think about giving, folks. It'd be greatly appreciated. We have a PayPal account, Venmo account, and then, of course, a Cash App. So we have multiple ways you can donate. So, okay, let's get into today's podcast, shall we? Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And I got a very interesting article from naturalnews.com. It's very interesting indeed. I don't know if I agree with it or not. But again, it is what it is, and sometimes we just have to have discernment in the name of Jesus, and there's so much insanity out there, folks, and we could just need to pray for guidance and wisdom. So today's article is dated April 4th, 2025, here Friday, and the headline reads as follows: Gabbard calls Trump the peace president to despite his support of attacks on Yemen and Gaza. And now, you know what I think of that. If you don't, I'm going to tell you real quick, right up front, what I think of Trump attacking Gaza on behalf of Israel is despicable. And I'll get into on another podcast. I won't get into it here, but we have been played and played and played for years and years and years. Now through Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump is his little boy, basically. And so how this works, and I'll get into the article real quick. I don't want to deviate from the article, folks, not too much, is that Israel stirs up wars. They always cause and they stir up wars and proxy wars and different things. People don't believe it. I haven't believed it until now for the last maybe 10 or 15 years, but I never believed it. I was in a state of denial before then. But I realize just because Israel, the country itself, and they've had King David, and just because it has a biblical significance, a major biblical significance, and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being born in Jerusalem, does not give Israel the right, and I repeat, does not give Israel the right to go around, and just because they feel they need a need for something, to go around and slaughter people and start wars and proxy wars. That doesn't give you a right. Just because you claim that you're God's holy people, it does not give you a right to murder. I'm sorry, it doesn't. But the prime minister over there seems to think otherwise, and that's another story for another day, folks. But anyhow, back to the article. Gabbard calls Trump the peace president despite his support of attacks on Yemen and Gaza. Here we go. DNI Tulsi Gabbard labeled Donald Trump the president of peace for his Middle East diplomacy, according to the Abraham Accords, and pledged to end global conflicts, contrasting him with Joe Biden. That's just not true. But Trump's record undermines this claim. He supports U.S. airstrikes in Yemen, killing civilians. He backs Israel's assault on Gaza, as I was just saying, which causes mass Palestinian casualties. And that's what gets me, folks. That's what gets me. I do not like murder. I don't condemn murder or anything else, killing, murder or anything. However, if somebody tries to kill a relative or something in this case, since I'm not married, no children, not married, if somebody would try to kill one of my family members, I would protect them. I wouldn't kill the person, but I'd protect them. If it came down to the person or myself and they was trying to injure my sister, cousins, or family up north in Michigan, yeah, I'd probably end up killing them. But again, I'm always against violence, and that's just not the way to go. That's not the way to go. One vocal critic of the U.S. involvement in Yemen, she now endorses Trump's unauthorized military actions, urging global cooperation against the Hormuthi rebels. And again, in 2019, Gabbard sponsored a war powers resolution to halt U.S. involvement in Yemen, which Trump vetoed. Now she ignores her prior stance on congressional oversight. And this is how this goes, folks. You have these people. Trump surrounded himself. I actually like Tulsi Gabbard, but I don't like what she's doing here, not at all. You actually have people in power through Trump. Trump appointed in his cabinet that are warmongers and different things. She is not. Tulsi Gabbard is not. But again, you know, she resigned as a congresswoman. She had two terms from Hawaii, matter of fact, as a congresswoman. And so what is she doing right now to make any money? Well, nothing. If Trump didn't offer her a job, what the heck is she going to do? There's not too much. Hawaii, living out in Hawaii is very, very, very expensive, in case you people don't know that, listening to this podcast, folks. It's very expensive. So sometimes these people have to do that. Pete Hegseth had a good job and stuff there with Fox News, was being paid very good to spout things. He was in the war, likes to show off, or in the military, excuse me, just like Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi outranked him, I think, as a captain compared to a, I don't know what he was, ended up being maybe a sergeant or something, or lieutenant, but he was lower ranked than Tulsi Gabbard. But again, these people now are turning into warmongers, and they're giving Trump bad advice. And I'll get into that in just a second. But the first bit of bad advice is to continue any involvement in Yemen. The second bad advice, and this is going to go to the forefront very quickly, they're wanting to get us into World War III with Iran. And let me tell you, Iran's not going to put up with it. Russia will come to Iran's aid. China will come to Iran's aid. And you figure the two biggest countries in the world right there, we're dead. We're absolutely dead. And these war hawks and these stupid friggin' people telling Donald Trump how weak, how absolutely weak Iran is just beyond belief. They have no clue, no idea whatsoever. Iran's not bothering us. Yemen's not bothering us. We need to keep our hands off and stay out of the Middle East, and we need to bring our troops home. That's exactly what we need to do. Again, by legitimizing Trump's militarism, Gabbard whitewashes policies that exacerbate Middle East involvement, Middle East violence, making riskier, broader conflict a reversal of her earlier anti-war principles and stance. The Director of National Intelligence, and that's what she is. She is the Director of National Intelligence, which is kind of weird, but I understand she's got a military background, has claimed Donald Trump is the president of peace, despite the 47th chief executive supporting attacks on Yemen and the Gaza Strip. Trump is the president of peace, she wrote on X on Saturday. He is ending bloodshed across the world and will deliver lasting peace in the Middle East. Well, I doubt that. I doubt that because, again, people that are advising Donald Trump are warmongers, and he doesn't realize it. And once again, just like in his first term, he surrounds himself with warmonger people, establishment people, people he thinks are popular, people that he thinks will tell him what he wants to hear. He doesn't surround himself with people that are very good at their job, that are professional and very good. It's always amateur hour. Now, is Tulsi Gabbard qualified to do the position? Well, yeah, she's been in the military over 20, 25 years. So, yeah, she is. But I'm just saying he's surrounded himself with people like Defense Secretary, what is it, Pete Hegseth. I would never put him there. Pete Hegseth, serve some time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Served a term there in the military, got right out, eventually found a gig on Fox News, and away you go. You know, he'd rather be a talk show host than sitting there having to think about different things and stuff like that. Very low to no experience whatsoever. Military-wise, definitely, like, I congratulate all of our veterans. You know, I give them all the praise for service and thank them for their service to their country. But again, folks, you have to understand Trump is putting people in positions that do not need to be there. Gabbard also pointed out, Tulsi Gabbard also pointed out that Trump will succeed where former Joe Biden failed. However, the claim of Trump being the peace president easily falls apart, given his support for the ongoing bombing campaign against the rebels in Yemen, and Israel's devastating military operations against the Palestinian people. Nobody thinks about that. The former congresswoman for Hawaii, praise appears to be tied to Trump's reference to relentless diplomacy in the Middle East, particularly the Abraham Accords. While the accords normalized relationships between Israel and some Arab states, they did nothing to address the root causes of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Meanwhile, Trump's administration has escalated military action in Yemen. Forces have conducted nearly daily airstrikes against the Hormuzi rebels in retaliation for their attacks on Red Sea shipping in Israel. These bombings carried out congressional approval and have killed at least 53 people, including women and children. Trump vows a total annihilation of U.S. airstrikes to pound Yemen. Moreover, Israel continues its relentless strike on Gaza in condemnation from the U.S. president, Trump backing the displacement of genocide of the Palestinians, which has left tens of thousands dead and hallmark of the peace president. Gabbard's sudden embrace of militarization reels and reeks of political opportunism. And so again, her opportunity, this is a far cry from the Tulsi Gabbard that once rallied against military-industrial complex for bombing innocent people in countries like Yemen without congressional debate. As a Democratic congresswoman in the Aloha State, she was the most vocal critics of the U.S. and involvement in Yemen. So again, like I said before, it's all about opportunity, folks. These people that Trump has elected, these people, again, at some point in time in their career, Trump happens to catch them. These people find themselves going downhill fast, and basically their careers coming, they're starting to slow down, and they might even be in midlife. They might only be in their 40s, their early 40s, if that. And I don't even think that Tulsi Gabbard is in her 40s, or I think she's in her very early, late 30s, early 40s. And again, same with Pete Hegseth. I think they're in their late 30s, early 40s. They're not in their late 50s like me, heading towards retirement. These people are still very young, but their career had slowed down. They had some years in their career, and like Tulsi Gabbard, no longer in office, a two-term congresswoman from the from Hawaii. And so, again, that's what you have to understand. That's what you have to understand, that Pete Hegseth, the same thing. And like I said, he's got a half a dozen or a dozen people like that. They're going to tell Trump what he wants to hear. They need that position that's paying, you know, anywhere from 150 to maybe excess to close to maybe 160 or 175,000, almost close to $200,000 a year. Not to mention any endorsements once they get out of there or decide to change jobs or anything like that. And promotions on the side, and dealing with big, you know, the big military-industrial complex, and you have to understand these people do things because they need money, folks. They have to have a career, and they need money. So it's that time. If you like the podcast, like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, it's that time, folks. It's that time. Here's a simple prayer. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Jesus into yours, repeat after me, folks. It's that time right now, and this is known as a salvation prayer because we're not getting any better. We're not. I don't care what Trump says. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what members of the cabinet say. I don't care. I'm going by the facts. We're on borrowed time right now. It's just a matter of, could be a matter of days, weeks, or months till the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you'd like to receive the gift God has for you today, follow me and say this prayer with your heart and your lips out loud. Here we go, folks. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe that you have risen from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I'm forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven because I have you, Jesus, Yeshua, in my heart. Live through me. Love through me. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer, thank you very much for praying that prayer. God bless you. God bless you if you prayed that prayer. And there are just one or two quick things that you should do. First thing is, if you prayed that prayer and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, get a hold of a Bible. You can order one on Amazon. You could go to even your local Christian church and get a Bible and going to that church, folks, and going to that Christian church. Just ask them, you know, if you're on a tight budget, just say, hey, listen, I don't have a lot of money. Could you spare a Bible? And they'll get you one. Anybody in that church will gladly get you a Bible. And the first thing is, just start reading the Bible. I don't care if you start in the book of Genesis or at the last chapter in the book of Revelation. Just pick it up and read somewhere, folks. That's my kind, loving advice to you. Just read. And then the next step is that what you want to do is write those questions down. You know, why did Jesus die? When is he coming back? What are angels? Why did the devil get cast out of heaven and fall to the earth? all of these different things. Write down any questions you may have. What is salvation? What is the true meaning of Christianity? What does it mean to be saved? Write all your questions down. Then find a church. Find a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A good Christian church. And go there and start attending church regularly, folks. But write your questions down and approach somebody. A deacon, a pastor, associate pastor, somebody there. They'll be nice to you. And just say, hey, I have some questions. Do you mind sometime? Could I set up a time and you can answer some questions? I don't know about this Christianity thing. I'm brand new. I'm a brand new person. I need some help. I need some answers. And they'll do that, folks. They'll get you the answers that you need. And the last thing is, once you find a church and you start attending, you get your questions answered, please consider getting baptized. It's good to be baptized. It's good to have your sins forgiven. Baptized signifies the death and resurrection, just like Jesus Christ. That's it, folks. And that's the best thing you need for you. And just pray for people around and preach the gospel. And just get the word out that Jesus Christ is coming back again very, very, very quickly. We are in the end times. We don't have much time left at all. I'm not trying fear-mongering or anything. I'm just being very honest and brutally honest right from my heart, folks. We're at the end of the road here. We don't have much time. So like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. And again, you can always contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to this podcast. God bless you. I hope you have a great week and a fantastic weekend. Until next time, folks, again, thanks for listening and God bless you. That's it for today. See ya. Bye for now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.